Welcome in, everyone, to the inaugural edition of Key On Sports, the basketball game of the week. Tonight, we have arrived in Avon Lake, where the Shoremen will host the Rangers of Lakewood. I'm your play-by-play man, Vince McKee, alongside me tonight, Ruben Rodriguez. Welcome in, Ruben.
Thanks, Vince. It's exciting to get basketball started. Football's behind us now. We got a nice Southwest Conference matchup here between Lakewood and host Avon Lake, and excited to do it with you, my man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this is a interconference battle of two SWC powerhouses throughout the years. Avon Lake, coming off a strong performance in football this year, did very, very well. Basketball team hoping to carry on that momentum with them. What can we expect to see tonight out of their opponents, however, the Lakewood Rangers? Well, tell us, Vince, a little bit about them.
Well, Vince, Lakewood comes in, co-defending Southwestern Conference champions with Olmsted Falls. A few teams in the conference or in the area possess what they have in height and athleticism. It all starts with their 6'7 point guard, Timmy Smith. They're not just tall, Vince. They can move. And now they've added a defensive presence that was never much more evident than the 44-40 victory over Olmsted Falls last Friday night.
They held Olmsted Falls to 40 points, Ruben. That Olmsted Falls held to 40 points. You don't see that too often.
No, and they're starting to show that defensive identity. They're going to need to go with their up and down the floor mentality.
Well, Lakewood sure to bring it tonight. Avon Lake comes in at 2-2 after his 80-75 victory over the Westlake Demons last Friday night. Now, the Shoremen have an enviable task of slowing down the Rangers' transition game, but are quite capable of keeping this game close with their own perimeter game. Players like Cole Schraff, also a Shoreman wideout in the fall, along with Nick Marsh, my guy there, Creed Bologna. They are going to need to supply leadership on both ends of the floor and try to get some easy buckets. What do you think about that, Ruben?
Yeah, Vince, they're going to need to combat the height and the athleticism for sure of Lakewood. And their shooting is going to be huge for them today. Boxing out, grabbing rebounds, and getting out in transition may be the way to take care of these guys. You don't want to get into, however, back and forth with them. Again, I got a 6'7 point guard. You don't see many of those in the area.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and take you to tip here in a minute. But before we do so, I want to thank our fine sponsors all across the Key On Sports Radio Network. And you can become a sponsor as well by emailing me, Vince McKee. Email me at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Again, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Our sponsors tonight, pregame here, MDG Flooring out of Brunswick. Those tax refund checks will be coming in soon, and you're going to want some new floors. Hit up our guys over at MDG Flooring. Got a sweet tooth? Well, we're going to get to that sponsor pretty soon. That is Rocket Fizz Candy. I kind of jumped the gun there, Ruben. Actually, our next sponsor is Set a Trophy. Set a Trophy, not just for sports, guys. Set a Trophy. If you have a guy in your family, a woman, a man, doesn't matter, retiring, get him a plaque. Go to Set a Trophy. Are you celebrating a special award? Set a Trophy. You just want to get an old family picture, you want to hang it up on the wall, have a nice frame around it, a nice plaque. Gotta tell you again, Set a Trophy in West Park, Cleveland has been there for going on 40 plus years.
And if I may add, if you want to celebrate Keon Sports' first basketball game on the air, get us a trophy from Set a Trophy.
Please do. So stay tuned as we take you to tip off. That was short-lived. And here we are back again, Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. Key On Sports tip-off is up in the air, and it goes the way of Lakewood. Lakewood will be going from left to right on your radio dial, wearing the purple jerseys, yellow trim, reminiscent of the old Los Angeles Lakers. Avon Lake will be going from right to left to start the game with white jerseys, white trunks, and red trim. First shot of the game is up by Lakewood. Miss rebound, Lakewood.
And there's where the athleticism of Lakewood comes into play. Quick offensive rebounding.
And ball now back the way of the Shoremen. Down the court they go. Tim Smith back out to number one. And it's a miss. Christian Perry on the miss.
And back in transition very quickly.
And Avon Lake has it. Off the rebound there. Up they go. And Chris Brown will look to find his man. Goes cross court.
Lakewood's in a 2-3 zone to try to combat some of the outside shooting.
Well, shot up, no good by Tanner Russell. And the Rangers take over. A little over a minute into the game, looking for the first points. Bit of a travel there, uncalled on Nate Mims of Lakewood. And back down the court come the Shoremen. The
officials letting him play a little early, Vince.
Absolutely. And the Shoremen have it. It is out to number 5, Cole Schraff, the speedy receiver in football, playing basketball tonight. Down low, go to Shoreman, kicks it outside for 3, no, off the side of the rim, Nathan Sidolowski. Another one of those speedy receivers, Lakewood has it down and down into the court.
Chris passing in the perimeter, looking for that 3-point shot early, Vince.
Absolutely, Lakewood now taking their time, resetting the offense, Ruben. Out to number 5, Tim Smith. He kicks it out, 23, Nate Mims, up with a shot, number 11, Zion Darby. So an early shot for the Rangers, a 3-ball from Darby, 3-0 Rangers. What'd they do there, Ruben?
The perimeter shooting is something that they need to, something that Lakewood needs, or Avon Lake, excuse me, they need to combat not only their transition game, but they cannot leave guys like Darby open for threes.
Zion Darby wide open for that three-pointer, the result of 4 straight passes around the perimeter to get open and nail it. And then it was Zion Darby actually picking up the foul there in transition, getting back on defense. 3-0 Lakewood Rangers, about 2 minutes into the game. Shoremen have it top of the key. Number 10, Nathan Sidolowski drives the lane off the rim. No, fight for loose ball, out of bounds. Gonna go the way of the Rangers.
And there we have another example. Now they switched it to a matchup zone.
Yep.
From a 2-3 zone, putting a lot of pressure on the ball.
Rangers have it. Tim Smith takes it up the court for the Rangers. Number 23, Nate Mims, swings it out top, working that perimeter again. Alley-oop! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. Does not go in, but Nate Mims almost slam dunked it, folks. Number 10, Tommy Sala. 3-ball by Sala off the front of the rim. Will not get it. Gets his own rebound. Good putback by Sala. Off the back of the board. No good. Another putback by Sala, and it's good.
That's a perfect example, Vince, of the size and athleticism of Lakewood. It's taken over this game early.
Tommy Sala.
They may need a timeout to slow this down.
Oh, nope. Back home to Shoreman. Fast break foul. I'll tell you, Ruben, right there, a great job by Tommy Sala to not only follow his shot once, he followed his shot twice there, led to 2 hustle points.
Yes. And again,
to the line now for the Shoreman, Creed Bologna. He'll shoot 2. First one up and in.
Yeah, because they have to make some adjustments. You can't stop height. They have to come up with a plan to stop the athleticism or the height advantage. You can't do anything about that, but you have to do some boxing out.
Absolutely. And the second shot up by Bologna off the back of the rim. 5-1, Rangers have it. Down the court they go, 3-ball by the Rangers. Christian Marcano chucked that one up, did not go in. Back come the Shoremen. Nathan Sidolowski. Oh, a double dribble. Let's see if they call it. Yep.
And that's where the Shoremen can make up for some of their misgivings with the height and the athleticism. They have to rebound and run out as well.
Thank you again for joining us here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And thank you for Avon Lake for providing this amazing second table. We're all starting to get a little cozy there. Wore an extra layer of deodorant tonight, Ruben, just in case.
Yeah.
And back out for Lakewood. 3-ball, got it! Nate Mims.
Another wide open shot. Great ball movement by Lakewood.
Number 2's got it off the back of the rim. Excuse me, Sidolowski misses it. Avon Lake controls the possession off the rebound. Up top to reset it, Christian Perry. And they're without Nick Marsh tonight.
Lakewood changing up their defenses. Now they went to a 1-2-2 zone.
Turnover, Lakewood's got it up the court. They go, good! Yeah. Tim Smith!
Yeah, so that's where their athleticism comes in. A good timeout at 4 minutes to go here.
And 4 minutes here into the remaining, about halfway through the first quarter. Did a little hockey the other day. Still got period in my lingo there, Ruben.
It's warm all over this gym, but the crowd is into it.
Absolutely.
Lakewood came to play today, just like we thought they would.
So with 4 minutes and 1 second to go in the first quarter, it is the Lakewood Rangers 10, And the Avon Lake Shoremen won. That 1 point came from Creed Bologna on a foul shot. So Avon Lake going to have to get the offense going real soon here. On the Avon Lake side of the ball, they have really dealt it around. Ruben, do you realize that four of the five starters for Lakewood have scored? Great ball movement.
And they're rebounding as well. It's what we expected of Lakewood. We need to see what kind of adjustments now on the first timeout Avon Lake can come up with. What kind of an, they're a little rushed as well. They got to slow things down. They know they're a good shooting team. They can shoot themselves back in here. But.
And now out of the timeout, it will be inbounds ball, Avon Lake underneath their own hoop. And see who's checking in there, number 10, Nathan Sidolowski. Tanner now, Russell. Go ahead, Ruben.
Lakewood comes in with a full court press. They're changing their defenses every time.
They're so athletic.
Avon Lake gets the ball. It's a different. They're giving him a different look each time.
Astute observation there, Ruben. They are very, very athletic. Avon Lake trying to get some going here on the offensive side. Great drive to the hoop and score.
And that's where the Avon Lake Shoremen can make up some ground. They're athletic as well. They drive. They kick to the basket very well themselves.
Great job there by number 5, Cole Schraff. Had the honor of covering him quite a few games this year in football. Cole Schraff knows how to get open, and he's showing that same speed on the basketball court tonight. And Lakewood has it back. It's Marcano for three. Nate Sims for three.
And Avon Lake has showed their variation of a 2-3 zone, but very fine shot by Nate Sims.
And back up the court they come. It's Avon Lake with the ball. Stripped away by Marcano. Out to Sims. And a hustle play goes the way of the Rangers.
Once again, the quickness of this Lakewood team. It seemed to have caught Avon Lake by surprise here early. But it is early. We'll see how this unfolds.
And again, thanks for joining us tonight on the Key On Sports Radio Network. Think about the name Vince McKee. Think about Key On Sports. Last time I did something that clever is when I named my daughter. Oh, alley-oop dunk missed by Lakewood. And look at Mims go. Nate Mims of Lakewood is determined to dunk the ball tonight.
Once again, it just goes without saying. They came to play tonight. They're showing exactly all the athleticism everybody talked about. And it shows why they are the defending co-champions of the SWC.
Absolutely. Nate Sims to the line to shoot his first of two here. It's up. It's off the front of the rim and no good.
An early substitution here for Avon Lake. They're trying to get a little bit more muscle in here and see what they can do about trying to out-rebound this team.
And the second shot up and no good. Substitution's in. It's 13-3, 2:39 to go. Avon Lake will take over here, again underneath their own hoop. And Lakewood sticking with that full court press, Ruben.
Shannon Cotto in the game, spearheading the full court press. Got a little story about Shannon Cotto I'll share with everyone when we get a minute.
And Avon Lake with the ball here. Looking to get back on the board. Christian Perry dishes it off to number 10, Nathan Sidolowski. Sidolowski finds the man in the middle. There it is.
Good slash. Movement without the basketball. You got to move this when you play this sport without the basketball. It led to a very, very nice shot. Very nice.
And that bucket was scored by Cole Schraff, who did a good job cutting the hole there. So the Rangers have it. Number 5 at the top of the key. Gets down low. He's being held. They don't call it. Tim Smith dribbling in. Smith's spin move out to Tommy Sala. Sala jump shot. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Avon Lake.
A little bit of variation there from Avon Lake. They went to a diamond and one. Guarding the guy at the top, everybody else in the zone.
So Avon Lake has the ball. And stripped away by the Rangers. Rangers have it. Number 1, down the court, Christian Perry. He is stripped. That was Sean Cotto. Loose ball. Looks like it might stay with Avon Lake here.
Looks like it's going to stay here. Avon Lake came out of that timeout. They look a little bit more energized at the beginning of the game. Looks like all these jitters are going away.
And the Rangers keep the ball. Passes it in. 3-ball shot. Tommy Sala, no good. And Avon Lake takes over down 13-5 with a minute 23 to go. Shoreman drive, coast to coast.
And there's a foul underneath again.
And a good job there by Christian Perry, Ruben, to get the rebound. He's one of the smaller guys out there, is Perry. Gets the rebound, takes it all the way down, draws the foul.
And if you see Vince, he went right out in the transition. They're looking to run against this team. I wouldn't recommend doing it all night, but it's working for now.
And for Avon Lake, it looks like number 24 will be checking in. That is Christian Scott checking into the game. And for the Lakewood Rangers, number 22, Hunter Simmons. Nope. Number 22, Delvon Phillips, checking into the game.
A little bit about Shannon Cotto. Shannon Cotto, an inspiration to everyone who watches basketball. The young man, hearing impaired, and he's out here doing his thing, being with his teammates.
For Lakewood.
Lakewood Rangers. Shannon Cotto, point guard. An absolute inspiration to anyone.
So the play resumes here. Turnover, the ball will go back to the Shoreman. Avon Lake has it, driving the lane. Shot up by Nate Sedolowski, no good. Back comes Cotto of the Rangers. Turnover back to Avon Lake, back and forth here, Ruben.
Looks like it's getting a little wild and crazy here.
That was Hunter Simmons going coast to coast.
So Avon Lake has made a late push after that timeout. So whatever adjustments they're making on defense, it looks like it's working for them.
It certainly did. Now a 13-9 ball game for the Rangers, as they were once up about 13-3. So a good little mini run here by Avon Lake to get it close. And nice move there, Tommy Sala of the Rangers. Tommy Sala, spin move for two.
Again, they're forcing the ball inside. They want to try to use their height as much as possible.
Back the way of the Shoreman.
Another turnover. Well, I think Avon Lake has to stay away from the turnovers. They can't give a team this athletic and this long extra possessions.
.3 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Thank you again for joining us on Key On Sports. Again, the Key On Sports Radio Network. You can find us on Twitter at Key On Sports. Rangers take over, 2 seconds to go. Half court shot, no good. And that will do it for the first quarter of play, with the Lakewood Rangers 15, the Avon Lake Shoreman 9. Before we go to the second quarter, we want to tell you about our fine sponsors, Rain Barrels and More. It's cold and rainy outside right now, but pretty soon, maybe a few months from now, and Gideon and the guys over there at Rain Barrels and More will have you ready for the spring. Plant those flowers, have that rainwater come out. Ruben, almost a tale of two first quarters there. We saw Lakewood, you know, build a big lead, and then Avon Lake make a little mini push. They've cut it 15-9 as we go to the second quarter. What does Avon Lake need to do from here to stay in the game?
Well, Avon Lake needs to do what they did when they came out after the timeout. They showed different defenses to Lakewood. Lakewood didn't come up court knowing that he was either going to be man-to-man or a zone. They had three different defenses set up to try to combat their athleticism and their height. It's worked thus far. They cut into the lead. They're only down 6 starting the second quarter.
Absolutely. And the second quarter begins now. And here we go with the second quarter underway on Key On Sports Radio Network, the Key On Sports Radio Network. Shoreman have it. Down low, they dip it. Out of bounds off of Shoreman kneecap. That appeared to be Max Roush.
It looks like the Lakewood Rangers are taking a page out of Avon's defensive notebook. They come out with a 2-3 zone, a suffocating 2-3 zone underneath.
And here we go. Back come the Rangers. And Cotto's got it. Swings it down low to Sala. Sala tries to drive. Back to the top of the key. Dominic Waba. He's going to go to number 5, Tim Smith. That lanky Smith. 3-ball. Off the back of the rim by the Rangers. Rebound. Rangers miss again. Rebound Rangers. That was Tim Smith with the miss.
Some good boxing out there from Avon Lake underneath.
And here comes the Shoreman. And taken away again.
Looks like he got away with one there, Vince.
He did. He definitely did. Foul and one. So, Ruben, right there, the Rangers might have got away with a no call. Lakewood Rangers might have got away with a no call. They didn't. They get the turnover. Tim Smith takes it all the way in, scores, and gets fouled.
And that's what they do. They got their eyes up. They're looking down court constantly. If it's not there, they're kicking it out for wide open threes. Unfortunately, they're missing them, but they've got enough height to get the offensive rebound.
And shot up good, so the three-point play, no good there. They do get two, though. And Shoreman take it up. Full court press by the Rangers. Causes another turnover. Tim Smith met him in half court. What did he do right to get that turnover?
And nice move there by the officials. Start taking control of this game a little bit. It started getting a little ragged. Tempers are flaring.
Well, it's going to get that way. Now 17-9, still a single-digit game for the Rangers. Still a single-digit game now. Rangers lead it. And we are at the 6:51 mark remaining of the second quarter. Rangers have it. Top of the key, Tommy Sala swings it out to Smith. Smith drives it back out to Sala. Three ball. Yeah. Got it!
Too many open, wide open three-pointers here, Vince. They're collapsing the zone defense down too low into the lane. They've got to keep some guys out to stop these threes.
And back home, the Shoreman now down double digits once again. 20-9, 6.5 minutes to go. Stop in the play here, and a foul. Looks like 21. All right. Ruben Alex Branster there again called for the push.
Yeah, it's getting like Avon's going to use the foul game here to try to get an advantage. Try to maybe get to the line quickly here in this quarter.
All right, Rangers have it. Back on the Rangers. Maricano back out to Sala, to Smith.
Yeah.
Over to Sala, no good. Rebound, Tommy Sala. Back up, second effort. No good. Rangers, another rebound. Now the Shoreman finally get back. And the Shoreman have it. Christian Perry up the court. This is it out. Number two, a big shot three-pointer by Tanner Russell.
Three-pointer off transition on missed layups. They must have missed six shots under there, Vince.
Great job there by Tanner Russell. Finally to corral it, get it down off the pass, and a bank shot three. And another turnover. That's Sidolowski. Here comes Avon Lake. Back down the court they go. No foul call.
Yeah, that's a no call there. That's a bad no call.
Avon
Vince.
Lake got nailed there. They didn't call it. And back come the Rangers. Over to Sala. Turnover. It's wild right now, Ruben.
Yeah, it's getting to be where there's a kick call. Somebody's got to call a timeout here. Both of these teams are losing their focus quickly.
Yeah, back and forth there. Really no composure. 5 minutes and 34. And 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go in tonight's second quarter of play with Lakewood 20, Avon Lake 12. And it's going to be underneath the hoop. Avon Lake will remain in possession.
And the Shoremen have come out with some very good bench play. The guys off the bench have come in and stemmed the tide a little bit here.
Avon Lake has it. To the top of the key. Trying to work a little bit of emotion there. Christian Perry back and forth with Tanner Russell. 1-2. Up top again.
Lakewood with a ferocious matchup zone here.
Absolutely. They're doing everything right on defense tonight. Out of bounds on the Rangers, but a hustle play there again. Lakewood not allowing anything.
Yeah, they're putting an emphasis. And just like they did against Olmsted Falls, they locked up their best player early. And it seems like they want to do that against Avon Lake.
Very much. And another turnover. Nate Mims has it for the Rangers. Coast to coast goes Mims. No good. Tommy Sala. Sala's got it. Back up Sala. And it comes.
A terrific rebound by Sala there and a putback. And once again, you can't teach height. It's something you just can't. You have to come up with a way to either box these guys out or slow the game down considerably where they don't get out on those transition and score that easily.
All right, now 5 minutes to go in the action. It's 22-12. Lakewood up, and Sala misses it again. And you know what? Right now, Ruben, Lakewood's up by 10, but they could very easily be up by more than that if they could make some of these foul shots.
They need to practice their layups. They'd be up 20.
Avon Lake has it. Tanner Russell up top. Looking for action. Over to Cole Strath.
Oh, it's a great defense. Great defense there, Vince. They've got the Shoreman taking one step quicker than they want to. They're double teaming the ball terrifically.
And a forced turnover yet again for Avon Lake. Avon Lake continues to shoot themselves in the foot with some of these turnovers caused by the ferocious Lakewood Ranger pressure. 4.5 minutes to go. Lakewood on top, 22-12, has the ball again. Three ball, got it! Christian Marcano on a good rotation there to get him open, Ruben.
Yeah, you can't continue leaving those guys wide open like that. These safety shots start to drop. You're going to have other issues than just their perimeter game or their fast break game.
And Avon Lake has it again. To the lane he goes. Number 10, Nathan Solowski. And he got fouled driving in.
Looked like a little bunny hop there, but he got away with it.
What did LeBron used to call that, a crab dribble?
LeBron used to call it whatever he wanted. He crab dribbled his way to Los Angeles.
Probably a Hall of Fame one day, unfortunately. So we are at the 4.5 minute mark. Really a long second quarter right now, it seems like. A lot of fouls. Avon Lake takes over. Inbounds underneath the Ranger basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound Rangers, number 22, Hunter Simmons.
Good box out. Here they go.
And Lakewood
doesn't
has
take
it.
Them, doesn't take them long, Vince.
Nope. Another three ball up by Nate Mims to Lakewood. He misses it. Avon Lake rebounds it. Avon Lake dribbles it down the court. Avon Lake now with the ball. Shoreman, another turnover. No, good hustle play there. No! Back to the Rangers of Tommy Sala. Nate Sims, he's going to keep trying to dunk it.
Fantastic block there. Fantastic block by Straff.
Nate Sims is 0 for 5 on slam dunks. Avon Lake has the ball. That's 10 points. If that kid would have went for a layup on those 5 attempts, they'd have 10 extra points. He's going for the dunk. Ill-advised. Ill-advised. And that is Nate Mims with the rebound.
Another rebound for Mims. That's got to be 7 for him at least. But you're right, Vince. These guys, they're not in the NBA. Quit dunking the basketball. Lay it up there.
That's 10 points he's cost his team by trying to dunk a ball instead of laying it up. 3.5 to go here. Rangers have it. A kid his kind of size, Ruben, he doesn't need to do that. He's going to get the layup. He's going to have the reach every time.
Yes, that's what I mean. Play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
And on timeout called here, 3:04. It is Lakewood 25, Avon Lake 12. 3:04 to go. And this will be an inbound ball here for Avon Lake. They'll have it. They're going to try to climb back in it. You know, Ruben, in the first quarter, we saw them make a second half run of the quarter. Can they do it again here in the second quarter with 3 to go?
Yeah, it looks to me, though, they got their starters back in, though, for Lakewood. They're going back to that zone defense they started the game with.
Yeah, and that's a tough one, too. They're just so athletic, Ruben. So, again, Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez here in beautiful Avon Lake, Ohio.
Vince, it looks like every time they make a pass, there's 5 guys standing there waiting on them.
Oh, yeah, they just cannot get an open shot. And this has been about 25 seconds of dribbling right now for Avon Lake. They can pass this out. There's one. 3 ball off the back of the rim.
Patience,
Tanner Russell.
Patience. They got a shot, but it didn't
full court lob
it.
Down the court. It's good.
There you go.
And that is heartbreaking there. Timmy Smith had that one. And, Ruben, you saw Avon Lake with about a 45-second possession there. Couldn't score. Then you see Lakewood go coast to coast in a matter of 3 seconds and score. Those are backbreakers.
There's another one. Here comes another one.
And we got some jaw-jacking here. Let's see what's going to be called. Referee blew the whistle. Not sure what...
Seeing like there might be an injury involved here. I don't know what that was about. Looks to me like maybe he's got... He may have been hit in the head somehow. And
possible injury to Nathan Sitolowski.
Yeah, for the kids' safety, they just sat him down. Good call.
Smart idea. 3 ball up again by Mims. It's a miss. Shoreman takeover down 27-12. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez on the Keon Sports Radio Network.
We would be listening to Christmas music right now about this time because these guys' shots went down.
Pretty much. It's up. It's off the back of the rim, and it is good.
Wide open 3 there for Shoreman and a steal.
And he is playing in... Replaced with the starter there, Nick Marsh, was supposed to start tonight. He is out with the flu. And number 33 getting the touches, getting inserted for Avon Lake. Number 33, usually a JV player, getting his touches tonight. And that is Michael Sisson. So Michael Sisson, normally on the JV, getting his touches tonight on varsity due to the injury slash flu bug hitting Marsh.
Should have been a lot worse, Vince, but now Lakewood in the last minute and a half has gotten three costly turnovers here. Avon Lake's got to take advantage of them.
All right, less than 1 minute to go.
Oh, what started out as a foul fest early in this period for Lakewood, they've settled down. Still not in the bonus yet. And less than a minute to go.
All right, Avon Lake has it in their own zone here. Take it out. Sidolowski driving. Nope. And that was Tanner Russell off the back of the rim. And another, all of a sudden, Ruben, I'll tell you what, man. The first quarter and a half of this game flew by, and since then it's been a penalty fest.
Yeah, it's been, looks like a little wind out of the sails of the Shoremen. They came back after that very first timeout in the first quarter. It seemed to get things in order. But then again, and I have to keep harping on it, the athleticism and the height of this Lakewood team just took them right out of it.
And Zion Darby checking back into the game for the Rangers. Shot up, no good there. Christian Marcano went for three. And Avon Lake might hold for the last shot here. 35 seconds to go. 27-15. Avon Lake trails. Will they hold for the last shot? 30 seconds to go. Ruben, they appear to be setting up the offense. And there he is. The JV player tonight. Simmons back in the game. Avon Lake has it. Shot up inside the three-point arc. It's good.
Got a little home cook in there with the home court rip.
Yep, number 22, Hunter Simmons. And as my buddy's Fred and AC Fritz call it, the rubber rim. Fred and AC, oh, turnover. Avon Lake has it. Number 5, Cole Strapp. He gets fouled. They don't call it. And no call, halftime.
Looked like he got mugged there a little bit, Vince, but no call.
Yeah. Cole Strapp. Oh, there's a lot of screaming and yelling right now. Cole Strapp mopping off to the ref.
They're not going to get it.
And a technical. Oh, maybe not. Let's see what happens.
They're not going to get it.
And screaming and yelling at the ref here. It's chaos. Bear with us. Chaos. All right, so let's walk us through the last 5 seconds there.
Well, basically, it was quite obvious that something happened. There was contact somewhere. The kid doesn't end up almost outside of the gym without some contact. It wasn't
big
called.
Time. So Cole Strapp gets nailed. A last-second layup attempt by Cole Strapp. He gets nailed. They don't call it. And then a lot of screaming and yelling between the coach and the player and the ref. Amazing. No one got teed up there.
What I'd like to see now is Avon Lake using that, coming out in the second half, maybe motivating them a little bit and try to get back in this game. They're not out of it by any means.
Absolutely. And that first half of play was brought to you by Mullins Construction. Mullins Construction. Again, we talk about those refund checks coming up a few months in April. You want to redo the house, reach out to our guys, Mullins Construction at MullinsConstructions.com, as well as Rocket Fizz. You got that sweet tooth? I couldn't wait to talk about them earlier. Our gal, Susan Hill, has every kind of candy, any kind of old-fashioned drink, soda pop you want to think about. It's amazing in there. You want to head out to Rocket Fizz. And finally, floors to you. So again, thank you for joining us. This is Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez at halftime, 27-18. And we are back here for the second half of action on Keon Sports. I am Vince McKee. You can find me at Twitter at Keon Sports. Alongside me is Ruben Rodriguez. And Ruben, you have a Twitter as well. Where can they find you?
Yeah, it's Rube Rodriguez 5. At Rube Rodriguez 5. Come and find me.
And he likes selfies. So here we are, 7:45 to go. Second half just beginning. Lakewood Rangers have it. And it is pass around time. Tim Smith kicks it back out to Marcano. Three ball up. Good by Christian Marcano.
Very good, very crisp ball movement by Lakewood.
And a little bit of what we saw in that first half, once again here in the second half to start it off. Good ball movement by Lakewood. Finding the open man and draining the three. Now 30-18, 7.5 to go. Avon Lake. Avon Lake moving from left to right on your radio dial, wearing the white tops, white trunks, yellow print, and the Lakewood Rangers reminiscent of the old school Showtime Laker days, all purple with yellow numbers, and they will be moving from right to left.
Once again, that suffocating defense from the first half is back.
Three ball up and good. Christian Perry. So Christian Perry getting the start tonight.
The patience of Avon Lake led to that basket.
Oh, yeah. Then they're going to need more of that. And we noticed a lot of physical play in the first half went uncalled. Saw a couple kids get mugged out there. The police were here. They did a police report, but the referee swallowed their whistle. That was a joke.
Nice. Nice interior pass. Nice pass.
Tommy Sala of the Rangers adds two more onto the total. And the Shoremen will need to work quick here. Down by 11. 6.5 to go.
Salo's a load underneath. And
three ball up and good.
Avon Lake needs a lot more of those.
That is Tanner Russell, number two, with the three-pointer. So Tanner Russell makes it an eight-point game, single digits once again. The Shoremen have come out in the second half, hit a couple quick threes. Three ball here for the Rangers. It's up. It's good.
The Shoremen are forcing Lakewood to the tough outside shots. The problem are that now they're starting to go down.
And it was Tim Smith with the three-pointer. So Avon Lake has it. It's up. Another three ball, Avon Lake. That one's good. Number two, Tanner Russell, his second three-pointer. Goes ahead, cuts it to 8 points again. It's been a barrage of threes both ways, Ruben.
Yeah, we're watching an NBA game here in the second half. Nothing but threes.
So five consecutive three-pointers back and forth to start the second half. Now they go down low. Rangers go down low. Number 10, Tommy Sala.
Tommy Salo's having a day down there tonight, Vince. Virtually unstoppable under the basket.
So here we go again. Avon Lake has the ball up top.
They go into the box and one defense.
Avon Lake has it. They drive in. Number 5 makes some loss.
Perfectly set up on the box and one. He took one for the team there. Great defense.
And they're going to call that a charge on Cole Schraff. The ball will go back to Lakewood. 37-27. A little under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter of action. Rangers have it. And a double team. Nice coverage there. Almost forced a turnover, did the Shoremen. It will stay with the Rangers. Christian Marcano up top to Tim Smith. Back out to Marcano. And the Rangers looking for an open shot here, Ruben. Tommy Sala up. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Struggling. Nope. Back to the Rangers. Marcano's got it. Number 3, Christian Marcano. Following the shot. Putting it in.
That's a bit unfortunate for Avon Lake. They came up with a little wrinkle. A half-court trap. And it worked. They forced an outside shot, but didn't get the rebound.
Avon Lake back down the court. Three ball misses. Back this way, the Rangers. Quick shot, Marcano, no good. Rebound, Sala. They're going to fight for it. Out of bounds on the Shoremen.
And once again, now they're flexing their muscle underneath the basket. Mims and Sala are having their way underneath. They get whatever they want.
Well, you know, Ruben, you touched on it a little bit earlier tonight. They're just using that physical presence and their length to really, like you just said, do anything they want. So here we go. Let's reset it for you. It is Lakewood 39, Avon Lake 27. And walked in here. And look, we got, what is he doing here, Ruben?
A little bit of housekeeping.
Drying off some sweat with the towel. Got a crowd reaction for some weird reason, but it is 39-27. Now the referee has the sweaty towel, wipes his butt with it. I don't know what is going on out there. Here, call it the way we see it here on Keon Sports. Okay, so the weirdness is done. 4 minutes to go. Lakewood has it.
It's like an offensive foul to me, yeah.
What happened, Ruben?
And Timmy Smith tried to get around, stuck his arm out, and did a push-off. I should say a little bit of a push-off, but that was a little bit too obvious there. Man. A quick pass would have been a little better.
If he buried him any deeper, he would have needed one of our sponsors, Discount Cement, Joe DeLuca, my uncle, to get him out of there.
Probably needed Mullins Construction there for him.
Them too. So 3:55 to go. Avon Lake has it.
And Shannon Cotto back in for Lakewood.
And in case you missed our first half, you're joining us for the second half. Something very unique about Shannon Cotto. Ruben?
Shannon Cotto, again, it's And it looks to me like another charge. No, they call the block this time on Salo. Shannon Cotto, a young man who, it just goes without saying, the inspiration to anyone with any physical disabilities. The kid's out here having the time of his life, hearing impaired. And last week, he was put in a situation against Olmsted Falls to defend what is undoubtedly the conference's most valuable player. Did a yeoman's job on him. The kid is just unbelievable.
So back to the line goes the Avon Lake Shoreman. That's a great story, Ruben. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Avon Lake to the line here, number 10, Nathan Sidolowski. Going to try to crawl the Shoreman back in this game. Shots up, it's good. And that will make it an 11-point game here. So 39-28. Lakewood leading Avon Lake. 3.5 to go in the third.
Shoreman back in their 2-3 zone.
Rangers have the ball up top, number 5. That's Tim Smith. Back underneath, back up top of the key. Tim Smith fires up a 3-ball off the front of the rim, no good. And that's Tanner Russell.
Good defense. Good defense by Avon Lake that time.
Oh. Rangers have the ball. Underneath, dribble around, pass it around. Number 5. Yes, Tim Smith. 2 points. Kimmy Smith.
It's too tough inside, Vince. Too tough tonight.
And here's the Shoreman. 3-ball off the front of the rim. No good. Back on the Rangers up 41-28. Looking to build on the lead. Lakewood has it. Top of the key play here. Tommy Sala. Out to Cotto. Cotto over to Smith. Smith drives the lane. Back to Marcano. Stolen away by the Shoreman. Looks like Tanner Russell's going to get it. He does. He's up with it. Nope. Finds Perry. Good. Christian Perry with a nice hustle play.
Lakewood getting a little too sloppy with the basketball. It cost him a turnover. And it cost him a layup.
And Lakewood has it. Up 41-30. Here's Cotto for three. That he's got it. Shot.
That kid is special.
Sean Cotto with the 3-ball. Making it 44-30. Lakewood leads it. A little under 2 minutes to go here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Avon Lake driving the lane. Nice pass there. Up top. I believe that's Russell.
There he goes.
Tanner Russell misses it. Back of the rim.
Looks like Avon Lake to me, Vince, is just throwing stuff up there. They're like in desperation mode and it's still in the third quarter.
Absolutely. I agree. Timmy Smith, rebound down the court. Puts it up. 2 points. Timmy Smith, 46-30. About a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Avon Lake down 16. Needs to make one quick run here to cut it to single digits.
And Lakewood back to their matchup zone and it works perfectly.
Big time. Oh, full court breakaway, 2 points. Timmy Smith.
I know I'm watching NBA basketball. I'm looking at a barrage of threes and finally a dunk.
And Timmy Smith on the night, 15 points. That just gives him his 14th and 15th point of the night. Also for Lakewood, number 10, Tommy Sala, 13 points. High score for the Shoreman, Tanner Russell. So again, that's a great point. Lakewood, I believe Lakewood is the team to beat in this conference.
Yes, they're
for all the points you just made.
Yeah, they're showing it tonight. They're playing both ends of the floor.
So reset in action a minute to go, third quarter, a little under a minute now. Lakewood 48, Avon Lake 30. Avon Lake throws it away, but they're going to say last touch Lakewood here, Ruben.
I think it stays here with Avon Lake, but there's a perfect example. They're up on their man. Arms extended. Free throw line extended. They're not letting Avon Lake get into any of their offense.
And number 24 off the bench now, getting his first action of the night, is Christian Scott.
There goes Cotto. It's amazing.
And they're actually going to call that out of bounds on Lakewood there.
Yeah, that ball was off of Cotto, but again, a great effort from the young kid.
Avon Lake has it. Down they go. 47 seconds to go. Between left and right in the radio dial, another call here. Let's pause. And looks like it's going to be on Lakewood, Ruben.
It looked like an early whistle to me. I blew the whistle before the kid went up, but Avon Lake will take it. They can need all the points they can get at this point.
Referee is not exactly showing midseason form just yet tonight.
No.
So going, the foul is going to be on number 5, Tim Smith. And now going to the line, the shoot a deuce is 22, Hunter Simmons of Avon Lake. So
sorry.
Simmons to the line.
Sorry, but the scary thing about all this is that Lakewood still has work to do. And they're up by 17 points. They'll look at, if they look at their film, they'll look and see that they do need some work shooting. And they do need some work on the defensive end. But if you look at this performance, you wouldn't even know that.
So Lakewood has the ball there as Simmons split the deuce. It is 48-31. 30 seconds to go. Avon Lake not going to put any pressure on, so it looks like this will be the last shot of the quarter here. And what in the world is going on? Because I see a coach for Lakewood and then a woman who should not be standing there on the court. Interpreter. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's Shannon Cottle's interpreter.
So that makes sense. I thought it was on the team was the interpreter.
No, she actually travels with the team. She's had all the practices. I just saw it tonight myself, but every time that he looks over here, coach relays what sets that they want done, what kind of defenses they want done, and she translates them over there. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing to see this young man out there.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, it's my first time covering Lakewood, and when you said translator, your interpreter, I thought it was another kid on the team this whole time. Well, that's amazing. Well, here we go again. 14 seconds to go, and it really does appear for all intents and purposes here. Lakewood is trying to hold for this final shot of the quarter. Yeah, sorry about that, Ruben. I mean, I didn't catch that.
No worries. That's the first I saw of it. I saw her, too.
So Lakewood to the hole to try to extend the lead gets fouled. And looks like this quarter.
Look at what she's doing, Vince. She's standing there and he looks over telling her how many seconds are left.
Lakewood up for the foul shot. Hits it. Number 5, Tim Smith to the line. Hits the first of two. And that's going to increase the lead now to 49-31. Lakewood up by 18. Another shot up and no good by Tim Smith. Rebound Avon Lake. Full court shot, not close. And that is it for the third quarter of play with the Lakewood Rangers 49, Avon Lake 31.
Lakewood with a 22-point third quarter. Vince has all intents and purposes put this thing away. They're going to need, Avon Lake's going to need to come out here. I don't know if a full court press is in order. They're going to have to slow these guys down. The first 5 minutes, or first 3 minutes, sorry, of this fourth quarter is going to see if they got anything left.
Now, when you're down by 18 going into a quarter like this, the chances of winning are slim to none. Slim might have just left the building. So what do you do to build momentum for your next game? You know, what kind of positives do you want to see? And how much longer, honestly, Ruben, do you leave the starters out there?
Well, that's just it. It's game number 5 of the season. You got in a situation now where you can either use the players you got and get better, finish this game strong. You've got the rest of the Southwest Conference coming. You can't give up. You have to make yourselves better as a starting unit if you want to bring in your bench. However you want to decide to do this, you have to think about the rest of the season here. And you're at home.
Yep, no doubt about it. One more game for the break, Friday night. And Avon Lake has it, 7:50 to go in the game. Nice drive to the hole, he gets fouled, and they call it. A late whistle there, but it was definitely a foul. That was Hunter Simmons. And I'll tell you what, Ruben, Hunter Simmons has impressed me tonight with his effort.
Yes, Hunter, he's been good. Everybody underneath the basket. Hunter driving to the basket just now, it piggybacks on my point. Don't give up. Continue playing your game. It'll pay dividends down the road. Yeah, you're behind by 17 points, but let's make the best of it.
And the first foul shot by Simmons up and no good. takes a second shot here. And this one is up, rattles around the rim, and good. And 49-33, Simon says I had the name wrong. And the Rangers had it, 49-32. Three ball up, off the front of the rim. Cotto, good rebound, flips to the zone rim again, Cotto! Wow.
I'm not going to say anything. It's absolutely tremendous what I just saw.
What a story. I love the hustle.
Kids all over the court.
I mean, just everything, you know?
He's all over the court.
If you have not seen this Lakewood team play, make sure to get it to him.
And Ivan Lakes, Hunter Simons of people, just a perfect, another piggybacking on my point, is the kid that's in the JVs.
Yeah.
He plays junior varsity basketball due to an illness on Marsh, the starter. He had to come in.
Yeah.
And fill in for him.
Kid's stepping up.
He's stepping up, although maybe in a losing effort, but he's giving everything he's got. Again, the future is more important than what's happening here tonight.
No doubt about it. And now we are going to see what we thought. Maybe some of these backups reserves trickling in. Here's number 12, Creed Bologna. And Creed definitely looks different without a helmet on, I'll say that.
And so does Cole Schraff.
Yeah. But again, we're going to start slowly, probably, I would imagine, through this quarter to see these guys trickle in. And here's Bologna. He's going to check in, and out comes number 24, Christian Scott. We're after going for 60. 7:18 to play here across the Keon Sports Radio Network. I got to say, we walked in. Oh, Rangers got it. Still. And there he is again. Timmy Smith has it. Over to Cotto. Cotto to Smith. Top of the key. Gonna wind some clock here. Tim Smith has it. Back to Cotto. Cotto to Smith. Back to Cotto. Starting to get whiplash here. Over to Tim Smith. Swings it. And the referee. What happened there, Ruben?
That looks to me like that he should have got an and one.
Yeah. They're going to say the foul. Wait for the call here. Okay, so the foul before the shot. Rangers have it. Three ball, no good, in and out. Rebound, full strap.
That shot had a little Fruit Loop caught in it. Just came right out of the basket. And again, that just shows you that the crisp passing. Lake was on a different level than Avon Lake this evening.
No doubt about it. All right, back we go. Christian Perry has the ball, dishes it out. Out of number five, pulls Rath. Top of the key, works it down low. Back outside. And he's got a rope.
Another patient possession from Avon Lake. They moved the ball around well, got a great shot.
All right, 16-point game. Avon Lake needs to make one last run here. 6 minutes to go, down 16. It is not over with yet. Cotto has it for the Rangers. Over to Marcano. Back to Cotto. Oh, it's a travel on Smith, uncalled. Turnover, Rangers.
Did look like he shuffled his feet a little bit there, Vince.
Tim Smith definitely traveled on that one. Rangers caught a break and still turned it over. They gotta keep their focus here, Ruben. It's only 16 points.
Stranger things have happened.
Oh, absolutely. A couple three balls, you're right back in it. An astute observation by one of the very intelligent fans here that the Rangers have played great defense tonight. We must agree. So the Rangers have it. And a whistle.
I didn't see a foul there, but...
Might have stepped out of bounds here. Nope, they're going to call a foul.
They call a foul on Cotto.
5:17 to go, 51-35.
It's just fun to watch a team defensively. When they're all on the string, everybody's all like tied together. Just the movement is so fluid.
Yep. And Ruben, you were telling me before the game you used to be a referee.
A long time ago, I used to referee CYO game.
What was that like?
The players were a bit smaller. A lot of coaching / reffing at the same time.
By the parents or the actual coach?
The kids.
Okay.
Teach them how to dribble, blow the whistle, stop.
And following that play by number 11, Zion Darby. So Zion Darby will take a seat on the bench. Back comes number 10, Tommy Asala for the Rangers.
It won't be long before they clear their bench.
To the line, Hunter Simons. There he's up. He's good.
I like this kid, Simons. He's come out here and he's played well tonight.
Hunter Simons, don't call me Simmons. Second shot is up. It is good.
Junior varsity player filling in for Nick Marsh tonight. He has played well.
14-point game, 5 minutes to go. 51-37, Rangers have the ball moving from right to left on your radio dial here on Keon Sports. Radio network, the Keon Sports. Nate Mims has it for the Rangers. Over to Smith. Smith has it. Holds it. Push off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. I don't know about that one, Ruben.
That's the kind of stuff that happens when you got a 5'9 guard guarding somebody that's 6'7.
Yikes. So the foul goes on Avon Lake. Definitely a touch foul that could have went either way.
All right.
Could have been a no call.
Me personally, they should have just let him play.
Yep. Well, we might have had our first disagreement on the broadcast there.
Yeah.
But no, definitely.
That's all right.
Marcano. He's got spin move. No good. Smith there.
Guess who?
Tommy Salo.
Tommy Salo again. Unstoppable underneath tonight. He's had one heck of a game.
Offensive rebounds galore by Salo. Shot up. No good. Shorman trying to fast break. Doesn't get it. Out comes Nate Mims. Down the court they go. Number four's got it. Derek Walker. And that ought to do it for the Rangers. Rangers now up 55-37. Up by 18. A little four to go.
1-2 punch of Smith and Salo tonight, combining for 31 out of their 55 points.
No doubt about it. But then off the bench, Punchicato. The final stretch of action here. Brought to you by Jenny's Popcorn out in North Ridgeville. If you haven't been to Jenny's and you love popcorn, you're missing out. You can find Jenny's Popcorn at Mark's, Giant Eagle, anywhere you want to go. Jenny's Popcorn is where you want to eat. 3:57 to go. To the line go Avon Lake, number 22 again. It's up. It's no good there. Hunter Simons.
Hunter Simons has been at that free throw line the entire fourth quarter, it seems like.
3:48 to go. 55-37. Rangers lead it with the ball. Travel not called on Smith. Cotto has it. Cotto drives the lane. Back over to Smith. Up, no good. There's Tommy Salo.
Salo
and
again.
And he's got it again. Number 10, Tommy Salo. 57-37, Tommy Salo. What a game. Travel unforced there on the Shoreman. 3.5 to go, and Tommy Salo making his case for the set of trophy player of the game right now, Ruben. Tommy Salo and Timmy Smith have themselves a night.
Yeah, Salo and Smith have been carrying this team all year. Nothing's changed this evening. They're going to be a load in the Southwestern Conference for the rest of the year.
Back on the Rangers, 3.5 to go. Time winding down here. Rangers have it. Unguarded three-pointers up. No good by Marcano. Loose ball. Scramble goes the way of Sean Cotto of the Rangers. Sean Cotto's got it. Cotto drives. Cotto one-handed. No good. Timmy Smith yet again with the rebound. It's up. Fits in. 59-37.
It's not Smith, it's Salo. It's not Salo, it's Smith. And you could sprinkle in Mr. Mims over there, who's played a terrific game as well.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Under 3 minutes to go, 59-37. Another turnover. Lakewood Rangers have it yet again.
Katie, bar the door.
They've been trying it all night, Ruben. They finally got it. Nothing like...
And, of course, he wears number 23.
Oh, three ball, no good. So the dunk was good by Mims. And 2:33 to play. 2.5 to go here. Rangers. First like control, 61-37.
Seems like the refs want to get out of here faster than anyone. Vince, they caught us off guard here a little bit.
2.5 to go here. And Avon Lake will get the ball to start this off. Number 23 has it. And now you see the bench empty a little bit more. Will Meyer in the game for the Shoremen. Over to 21, Dylan Marsh. And nice spin move there again. Reeves, what a night. So 204 to go, 61-37. I am not a math major. They don't have the depth.
I don't know if there was a memo we didn't get. Is there an over-under on whistles tonight, Vince?
Oh, there, a lot
there's
of them
2 minutes to go in the game, and they're still blowing whistles out here.
Murtaugh up and in for Murtaugh. 61-38, 204 to go. Avon Lake has it again. It's up. It's good. 61-39, 2 to go. Lakewood has it moving from right to left on your radio dial here on Keon Sports. Under 2 to go. And both benches have definitely emptied here.
Less than 2 minutes in regulation.
Lakewood playing a good ball rotation up top around the key, Ruben.
Yeah, the kids came out for Avon Lake. Got a little bit of playing time tonight. And they're, regardless of the score, they're giving it everything they have out here.
And Delvon Phillips, off the end of the bench, comes right in the game. Ice cold, drills a three. Great job there by Delvon Phillips. Avon Lake has it. They will look to answer. 64-39, Avon Lake again. Drives the lane, no good. Rebound up. In. No, spins out. That's been the kind of night they've had. Dylan Marsh did everything he could there to try to score that 2 points. Didn't go in, Ruben.
And that's what we saw a little bit too much of this evening with Avon Lake. They had some spurts of patient, good passing. Too much one-on-one. And against a team like this, that with the suffocating defense of Lakewood, you need to involve your teammates. You need to pass that ball around.
So here we go. 55 seconds remaining on the clock. Another foul. Avon Lake looking to score. Gets hacked. And I believe that one was on the floor, but let's see. Nope, shooting two. So 21, Alex Branster to the line. Young Alex seeing some action tonight.
How about a little side bet here, Vince? 10 more whistles in the next 56.1 seconds. How's that?
Oh, I hope not. I got to work in the morning. So 56 seconds to go. Up and good. No there by Branster. Second shot up, second shot good. Good job there by Alex. 24-point game, 50 seconds to go. Let's see if Lakewood tries to dribble it out or if they go for another shot here. Alex Branster has it, fresh off a three-pointer. Swings it over to my favorite number 14, Mac Budzar. Back over to Delvon Phillips.
Good
swings
pass.
Swings it back over to Budzar. Rebound up, three-pointer, no good. Good rebound there by Phillips. Another rebound by Phillips. Another rebound by Lakewood. Loose ball scramble. Avon Lake has it. Fast break, Avon Lake. Up the court. Lakewood gets back. Oh, my goodness. Car crash underneath the hoop. Will be a foul on Delvon Phillips with 21 seconds to go.
And now that we're winding this down, Vince, I want to give them and take this time out to thank you for allowing me to be in this inaugural basketball broadcast on Keon Sports. And to everyone out there listening, give us a chance. Look us up. Listen to our broadcast. We do the very best that we possibly can to bring you the best in high school basketball as well as hockey.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here, no doubt about it. Okay, 12 seconds to go. This one is going to wind on down. Lakewood will take home the win. It is 64-41. I do not think we're going to see another shot. We're not. 3 seconds left. And a great game comes to an end. Well, we thank you again for joining us. Before we get to the final Discount Cement sponsor read of the night, Discount Cement for all your cement household needs, outside, inside. If you got a place they can put cement, they're going to put it there. Ruben, who's your player of the game, bud?
My player's got to be Tommy Salo for the Lakewood Rangers. If I had, don't give it to Smith as well. You can't go wrong either way. Both of them, one, Smith with 17 points, and Salo with 16 points. It's a 1-2 punch that the area here, the greater Cleveland area, is going to hear a lot about these two guys.
Absolutely. I agree. And I would say, too, you know, really, honestly, Tim Smith, Tommy Sala, and, you know, Spurts and Nate Mims there really were just too much. And then you have Sean Cotto coming off the bench. Cotto with a phenomenal job. So, again, Lakewood really had a lot of guys coming at you at once, couldn't be stopped. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, too. Nick Marsh having the flu for Avon Lake obviously hurt him. But no offense to Nick, he's a hell of a player. I don't know how much one more kick could have helped him, Ruben.
No, it's a, this is one of those where it's pick your poison.
Absolutely.
And it was a so-so game for Zion Darby as well, who, you know, usually makes up the trio. But when you're loaded, when you're stacked the way Lakewood is.
Yeah, and Christian Marcano got hot, too.
And Christian Marcano got hot as well.
Plenty of points for Lakewood there. So, guys, again, thank you for joining us on the Keon Sports Radio Network. We're going to sign off, but before we do, one last trip around the sponsor board. Thank you to MDG Flooring, Center Trophy, Rain Barrels and More, Mullins Construction, Rocket Fizz, Floors to You, Workout Factory, Jenny's Popcorn, and Discount Cements. Guys, thank you. If you want to be a sponsor, email me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin.com. 14 at yahoo.com. Ruben, take us home, bud.
And have a good night, everybody.